So this is the circle of fifths, and it would almost be totally like ridiculous to think that you could take a music theory class. If someone heard that you took a music theory class and didn't cover the circle of fifths, they would immediately be suspect. And that's how powerful and central the circle of fifths is to music theory. We hear about it all the time, and it can be baffling and all this, but I prefer to tell you, like, why? Why should you learn the circle? I'm going to tell you why right now. Wouldn't it be nice to not have to refer to your diagrams, your harmonized scale diagrams? There's two things that the harmonized scale diagrams give you. One is the formula for the harmonized scale in a major key and a harmonized scale in a minor key. And the other thing is the actual notes of each key, right? Now, the first one, we already gave you the short. This is all about shortcuts. The nature of this course is to streamline a bunch of music theory and just boil down the essence of it and hopefully give you a few key things to remember, and you can put all the rest of the pieces together. Just to repeat, like, some of the things you have to remember is like whole, whole, half, whole, whole, half. But even that has a shortcut because the whole half steps are between 3 and 4 and 7 and 8. All the rest are whole steps. That's one shortcut. Another shortcut is how the notes relate to each other, like on the piano keyboard or on the guitar, like in It's Big Cats Eat Fish, which means between B and C and E and F are half steps and everything else is a whole step. Between, you know, if it's between A and B, that's not Big Cats or Eat Fish, so that's got to be 2 frets, right? So that's the second. Next shortcut we learned is the 1-4-5 retains the original quality. So in a major key, the 1-4-5 are major. That means all the rest are minor, right? Except for the 7th scale degree, which is different. So now you never have to really memorize a minor, major, minor, minor, major, major, minor, diminished, because that would be tough. You know, but if you memorize 1-4-5, then 2-3-6 are minor and 7 is weird, right? Or at least diminished. Let's go to the minors. 1-4-5 are all minor. That means 3-6-7 are major, according to our little sheet here, and then 2 is diminished. That's just something. It's not all like perfect. You do have to put some thought into it, but it's a way easier than trying to memorize. Okay, my minor is, you know, minor, diminished, major, minor, minor, major, major. I think that's way harder than just, you know, filling in the gaps. Does that make sense? All right. Similarly, the circle of fifths. All right, so I told you that you're having written out a harmonized scale in majors, 12 harmonized scales, or the harmonized scale in all 12 keys major, and the harmonized scale in all 12 keys minor. You can summarize all that by knowing the circle of fifths. So why learn the circle of fifths? It makes everything way easier. If you memorize a few things about how the keys work, you will be able to know how many sharps or flats are in each key and what notes are in each key. So ask me, like, how many sharps or flats, pick a key and ask me how many sharps or flats are in it. Just test me.
A flat.
All right, there's 4 flats, and ask me what they are.
What are they?
They're B flat, E flat, A flat, and D flat.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't say many, and then ask me to spell the key of A flat, like the note, the actual notes from
spell
Do
it.
To Do. It's A flat, B flat, C, D flat, E flat, F, G, and A flat. And that, you know, how do I know that so fast?
Because I
know my circle of fifths. It's not that I'm cheating. I definitely didn't sit down and memorize all this nonsense. That would drive me nuts, right? So instead, we use this wheel to diagram the sharps and flats in each key, right? C is at the top. And I'm going to tell you the, you know what a mnemonic is? A mnemonic is like a sentence that helps you memorize stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the mnemonic in this case is Father Chuck goes down and enters battle. It's Father Chuck goes down and enters battle. Yes, friends, it's our militant priest. friend, here we go. Father Chuck goes down and enters battle, covers slots 11 o'clock all the way down to 5 o'clock. That's something you got to memorize. I'll explain what that means in a minute. And then going in this direction from 10 o'clock down to 7 o'clock, it's B flat, the word B, but it's B flat, E flat, A flat, D flat. And then at the bottom here is G flat. Now, of course, you're meant to listen to this while you're looking at the the diagram so this doesn't sound like old Greek. But this is how you memorize what sharps and flats are in each key. At the top of the wheel, the key of C has no sharps or flats. Everything going in a clockwise direction from C increases in sharps. So this is the sharp side of the wheel, meaning G has one sharp, D has two, A has
three,
E has
four,
and B has
five.
Yeah. And then you could put G flat and F sharp or enharmonic to each other. So you could call this F sharp, which would have six. And anyone remember what the word enharmonic, E-N-H-A-R-M-O-N-I-C, it means the same sound with two different names, F sharp and G flat. All right, this side of the wheel going counterclockwise from C is the flat side, right? Meaning F has one flat and B flat has two. E flat has
three,
and A flat has
four,
and D flat has
five,
and G flat has six. Right? That's how I knew when you asked me about the key of A flat. I just knew where it was on the wheel. And the two things again you memorize is Father Chuck goes down and enters battle, and bead, right, going down in this direction. Now it's not perfect, because it would be nicer if the Father Chuck business started at the key that had no sharps or flats. It doesn't. It's just something you got to deal with. It starts at the key that has one flat, and then goes to the key that has no sharps or flats, meaning C. So F, father, one flat. C, Chuck,
no flat.
No sharps or flats. Goes, or G, one sharp. So it's not perfect, but it helps you memorize. It helps you.
That's cool.
If you know some stuff. It goes even further. I'm glad you think it's cool, because it goes even further. The key of G has one sharp. This also will tell you what sharp that is. And it's the same exact mnemonic, the Father Chuck goes down and enters battle. It's the order of the sharps. Not only it helps you place the keys on the wheel, but it tells you what sharp, or how many sharps and what they are. And it goes like that. So in other words, G has one sharp. What is the sharp? Father, namely F sharp, right? The key of D has how many sharps?
Two.
And they are F sharp and C sharp. Why? Father Chuck. All right? All right, and then the key of A, you guys tell me how many sharps are flats?
Three
what?
Sharps.
Yep,
sharps.
And what are they?
F, C, and G.
But say them as sharps, so say F sharp.
C sharp, G sharp.
Good job, because a lot of people do that, though, and as you know, it's a big difference between if you're playing F sharp and your neighbor's playing F, it's not going to sound good. It's a totally different note. Right? It's kind of like a math teacher harping on about. My math teacher used to harp on about we shouldn't say O, because that's a letter. It'd be zero, you know? Like, just one of those things. I guess to a mathematician, it's a big difference between zero and O. But anyway, so good. And what about E?
Four.
Four sharps, right?
F sharps.
And let's name them. Everyone say it out loud.
F sharp, C sharp, G sharp, D sharp.
Yep, you got it. You can see where this is going.
I can do visuals.
Right? G sharp.
D-sharp.
And D-sharp. This is good stuff. All right, and then let's do the flat side. Well, let's finish, actually. Let's finish the diagram. Key of B?
Five sharps.
And what are they? Let's go around the room. How about Heather first?
C-sharp is next.
So, wait, I put F-sharp, and then K's next?
No, C-sharp.
It's always F-sharp first.
Okay. You had already written.
Well, sorry, because I wrote it. Sorry. For the purposes of the recording,
right,
my bad.
Recording.
My bad.
T-sharp.
And then Dave?
G-sharp.
Okay, Heather?
D-sharp, A-sharp.
All right, good. And then you're done, right? So that's five sharps?
Yep.
And last but not least, let's go around. Dave is next for the key of F-sharp. How many sharps are flats?
Six.
And what's the first one?
F-sharp.
Yep, Heather?
C-sharp.
And just go around,
G-sharp.
You guys.
G-sharp. Dave?
Oh, D-sharp, sorry.
A-sharp, E-sharp.
E-sharp? How can you have E-sharp?
It's an F.
Remember we did that before, yeah. And everyone was like, E-sharp, where do you get E-sharp from?
Nobody
but that is the right thing, because you can't use the letter F. Everybody knows E-sharp is the same as F, but you can't use an F and then an F-sharp in the same key, right? You already learned that. So very good. Let's go around the other way. So we're back up at C with no sharps or flats. We got the key of F has one flat. And what is it going to be? You haven't learned this part yet, but it goes with bead. So not only does the word bead tell you B flat, E flat, A flat, D flat's position on the wheel, but it tells you the order of flats. kind of sounds like a Harry Potter book. The order of flats. So it's B flat is the, I should have wrote it in small. I prefer when the actual note is in small case and the key is in uppercase, so that's just a geeky thing. So the key of B flat is going to have how many flats?
Two.
And what are they?
B flat and E flat.
B flat and E flat, because it always goes by bead. All right, that's your way of memorizing.
Yep.
All right, how about E flat?
Three.
That was something besides K. What are they?
B flat, E flat, and A flat.
Good job. How about Dave on A flat?
That would have four.
Right. Go ahead, what are they?
B flat, E flat, A flat.
Yeah, bead, right? B flat, E flat, A flat, D flat. Now, what happens when you get to D flat? You gotta admit, this isn't, the mnemonics I'm giving you aren't foolproof, 100% like solving the whole equation. You have to remember some stuff because we run out of letters when we get to D flat. It's gonna have to have how many flats for D flat?
Five.
But we're gonna know, we know that the first four are what?
B flat, E flat, A flat, D flat.
Yeah, and since we're going in a counterclockwise direction, you can predict what the next one is, G flat. Does that make sense? So that's the answer right
Who
there.
Who thought this up?
I don't remember. I actually don't know the history of the circle of fifths. I know he was the founder of the major scale. They called it the Pythagorean scale.
Well, it's mathematics.
But as far as like when and how someone devised this chart, I don't know the history of it.
There's actually a great book that I never understood up until today.
And what's the book?
Well, it's just this very thin book about fifths.
Circle of fifths?
And it has a wheel on it that you can change.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those in bookstores and things.
It's awesome now that I know how to use it.
Now you know how to use it, that's right. Those things, and it shows you like the 1, 4, 5, 3, 6.
Yes.
We should have asked you to bring that next time. Bring that in and it would be fun to look at. Let's finish this. Here, G flat has how many flats?
Six.
Did someone say six?
Yeah.
And you would be correct. And the first four of those are?
B flat.
B flat, A flat, D flat.
B flat, E flat, A flat, D flat, B, yep.
G flat.
And then we're going in this direction, so the fifth one is G flat. All right, now I haven't shown you this last one. What's the sixth one gonna be? It's a little tricky.
It's gonna be C flat.
That's right, how did you figure that out?
Because that's the only letter that hadn't been used.
That's right. C flat is the N harmonic equivalent to B. We almost never call it that.
We can't use F because there's no F flat.
Right.
That's not true.
Well, you can't say B. You can't say B because you already have a B flat in this scale.
What about F?
We forgot F.
Because G flat is F.
5, 6.
No, G flat's not F. I'm just saying there's only six flats. F is in the scale, but it's not one of the sharps or flats in that key.
Okay.
I think I understand what you're saying. Okay. But anyway, this is correct so far. Let's continue. Now, do us a favor and hide your harmonized scales. Put them away from right now.
Okay, it's not in front of
me. All you need is the put them completely away. All you need is the circle of fifths to tell you what the actual notes are in each key. All right? So let's do C. There's no sharps or flats, and so we're just gonna go in alphabetical order, right? So C, what's the next letter?
D, E, F, G, A, B, C.
Yep. What about the key of, I'm gonna go chromatically. Chromatically means up by half steps. So the key of D flat is next, right? D flat, right? You're gonna go in alphabetical order.
E flat.
You don't have to count whole halves now. This is a big deal. You no longer have to think, okay, I'm going up a whole step. How far? What's a whole step up from D flat? Is it E or E flat or I'm driving myself nuts? All you have to do is follow the letters and flat B, A, E, D's, and G's. Okay? So there's a lot less thinking, I hope.
I like that.
So what do we got? Let's go around, actually. The first note in the key of D flat is D flat. The second note is?
E flat.
How about next?
F.
So let me just let me just reiterate. All you're doing is following the letters. You got D, you got some type of D, right. You got some type of E, you got some type of F.
Right.
And now you have some type of what?
That's a half step.
No, but you don't need to think that anymore. Just letter names. After F comes what letter?
G.
And you have to evaluate whether that gets flatted or not.
Yeah.
It does. And so the name of the fourth note of the key of D flat is?
D flat, E flat.
You don't have to think holes and halves anymore. Just do alphabetical order. What's the next letter after F?
Have to be G.
Yep. And does it get flatted or not?
G flat.
There you go. Next?
A flat.
Next?
E flat.
Yep.
B flat. No, you already did B.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, what's the next letter after B?
C.
And does it get flatted according to?
The circle.
Yeah.
Do you see where the D is?
Yeah, she's helping you out. Thank you, Heather.
Do I see where it's at?
Like, those are the flats in the key of D flat.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, let's
figure it out if I looked at it.
Let's review. Can I let one of you say it?
Sure.
Because you might say it differently than.
So we're basically doing the scale. So what would be the next, after the B flat, what would be the next letter in the scale?
C.
Okay, so if you look over there on the scale of flats, the circle of fifths, where it has the D flat, what does it say?
Where'd you get the. Oh, D flat's the key. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So what is C in that? Is that flat or just regular C?
If it's not listed with the D flat, is it?
I guess it's regular.
Yes, you got it.
That's the answer. And
it gets easier to do whole step, half step, D-flat. Whole step, whole step.
You could do that.
Shortcuts.
You could do that if you don't want to.
Get that answer a lot quicker doing it that way.
If you carry around your little sheet, you can. But if you memorize that, then you never have to never have a sheet to for the dog to eat. You know. let's do the next one. D. How about, let's go around the room. Next letter for D has two sharps, and they are?
F sharp, C sharp.
So if it ain't an F or a C, we ain't going to sharp it. So let's do it. D, then what?
E.
Then what?
F sharp.
Then what?
G.
Then?
A.
B.
C sharp.
Good job. You see how easy this is? And then let's do one more.
I didn't look at that wheel at all.
And then we got a key of E flat. The key of E flat has three flats, and what are they?
B flat, E flat, A flat.
Even if you didn't have the wheel, you would just memorize B is the order of flats, and that only gets you so far. You do have to memorize the other ones up here, but it gets you well on your way. In this case, it covers it, because anything four flats or less covers the B thing, or B covers it, rather. So if it ain't a B, E, or A, we ain't going to flat it. We already had one of them. So what's the next letter after E flat? Or I should say, what's the next note after E flat? It's F. Dave is next.
G.
A flat.
Good job. Okay.
B flat.
Good job.
That would be C.
Good job.
D. And E flat.
E what? Yeah, good. This is good stuff. You should
Whole step.
You should try to write another exercise would be to write the rest of the keys here without thinking about holes and halves, just using
so
the wheel.
Is that 24 total?
Oh yeah, we didn't do the minors.
Oh, so it'd be
So that's a good one. Let's do the minors. Cuz you said 24 and this was only 12. I was only thinking majors. I forgot a step. Thank you for bringing that up. Okay. Just check your tires on the way home. You know?
Make sure you get the right car.
All right, so pick... let's do the minors then. Let's start at C. So you would write all this out. Finish writing that, right? Let's do the minors. All right. Let's start at C minor.
Same rule applies as in the circle?
Isn't C minor. It's not a chord like Dave was saying before. It's just a note. But I'll put minor scale here.
Right.
And then majors are up here. Now, we didn't talk about this. But the minors, this is very important. I'm glad you said this. The minors follow the same as the majors if you know where the relative minors are. So A minor is the relative minor of C. So A minor has no sharps or flats. And then, do you know what the relative minor of G is?
E minor.
It's E minor, that's right. So it's going to look like this. A minor at 12 o'clock. E minor at, what is that, 1 o'clock?
Yeah.
And then B minor at 2 o'clock. F sharp minor at 3. C sharp minor at 4. G sharp minor at 5.
D sharp
minor. Or E flat minor at 6. And let's go around the other way. The relative minor of F, anyone know what it is?
Dave does. And the sheet says D minor.
Yeah. So going around in this direction. Going around in this direction, the clockwise direction for the minors, you start at A minor at the top, and you go D minor, G minor, C minor, F minor, B flat minor, E flat minor.
What's your acronym?
So you can. I was just getting to that. Good question. You can still use the Father Chuck thing.
Oh.
But you have to remember that F minor is all the way at slot like eight o'clock. 8 o'clock, and it just goes around. I prefer to just think of where the major key is and get to know. You really should get to know the major and minor. They're brother and sister to each other.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I prefer to just, I didn't memorize the minors separately. I just linked them to the relative majors. And it's useful to know, why is it so, let's just digress on that for a second. Why is it so useful to know the relative minor of the keys? Because for improvising, we had an example before where it could have been one or the other, and it amounted to the same notes, right? In other words, is my loop still on here? No, it isn't. We switched to sweet Melissa. If it's B flat, let's do an easy example. If it's the key of A minor, it's the same as the key of C. I don't know why I'm on this reggae thing. You know, A minor and D. Could be in C. They're interchangeable. They're brother and sister. It's worth memorizing. What about this? So let me finish that thought. From an improvising standpoint, knowing that C minor and A minor are related, I know that I can use an A minor pentatonic over that progression.
C major and A minor.
Right.
C major and A minor. If I said something different,
said
I didn't
C
mean.
Minor.
You said C minor. All right.
Sorry. Or I can use a C major over that progression
as
well.
Can you play those again?
Yeah. Let me put a loop on here so you could hear it. The chords I chose were A minor, D minor, G, 7, and C, which is 6251 in the key of C, or it could be 1473 in the key of A minor. So I can play, from an improvising standpoint, I can play A minor pentatonic, or I can use C major. The same business. What's another reason for memorizing the relative minors is in songwriting. Suppose I have a song. You've heard this 10,000 times, you just didn't know it. I want to take the song somewhere else, but I don't want it to take it too far out. So this is very bright and happy. C and F and G. Can't go wrong with 1-4-5, right? But I want it to go somewhere else, so I'll give it a little bit of depth. Oh man, that's deep. He went to the relative minor. Now I just got A minor, F, and G. And the whole song has a different character, right? At least this thing should... At least that thing should ring in the same key. Did that make sense? So all I did was substitute C for... Or A minor for C. So I had A minor and F and G instead of C. And it took the whole song into a different territory just by that one little trick. Thousands of songs do that. And we just don't even know it. You know, so much so, like, if it's a tune that does it a lot, that I'll actually say it's in A minor / C.
Knocking on Heaven's Door is a good example. He interchanges C and A minor all the time.
Absolutely.
You can hear it.
Absolutely. So it's a songwriting tool and an improvising tool. Let's go back to our minors. So the minors is, we simply put the relative minors up on the board here, and now we're going to spell the minor keys, all right? I put C up first, so the key is C minor. First you got to find where that is on the wheel. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And what slot is it at?
E flat.
It goes with E flat, which is, so how many flats in the key of C minor?
3.
And how do we know it's flats and not sharps in the key of C minor? Because it's on that side of the wheel, right? That's one, solves one problem. So we're going to follow the letters, and if it ain't B, E, or A, we're going to leave it alone. And if it is, we're going to flat it. So who's first? We got, first note is C for C minor scale. Second note is?
D.
Third note is?
E flat.
You got it. Fourth note.
It'd be a whole step F.
You could think that way, or just take the next letter and it ain't B, E, or A, so I ain't flattening it. All right?
G. C.
Oh, G.
G, A, flat.
A flat, and then?
B.
B what?
B flat.
Yep, and then back to?
Whole step, whole step,
C
whole
minor.
Step.
Sorry.
You can do that. You can carry around a sheet and you can think whole steps.
That's fine.
You don't need to. You don't need to memorize.
Looking at a sheet.
All right. So the next key we'll do F. All right. Where is it on the wheel?
F minor.
All right. Let me test Dave actually. Give me the key without looking at any sheets and do whole half in your head. Give me the notes of an F minor scale.
Okay. F. G.
Okay, go ahead.
G sharp.
Is it G or G sharp? You mean G sharp is next?
Yeah.
Okay.
Has to be, right?
All right, go ahead.
Step and a half.
Go ahead.
And then a whole step from there is B flat.
All right, B flat.
And then C.
All right, C.
And then D. All
right.
And then E, right?
And then back to F.
Right.
Okay, play it on the guitar. What you just came up with. And you can check yourself. Here, let me turn you up a little bit.
No, I have the volume down.
I'm gonna actually play what you wrote. You didn't actually play what you said, so I'm gonna play what you said. You said F, G, G sharp, B flat, C, D, E, and F sharp. So let me let you hear that. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
How about that's everyone else?
A little off. Just a little off at the third.
Has to be G sharp.
That part's right.
It's gotta be.
Even though the name's
wrong.
What's
another name for G sharp?
But that's not, you said D though.
No, it's C sharp.
Okay. So you want me to change the C sharp or change the D? I'm changing the C to C sharp, yep. Or I'm changing the D to D flat.
D flat, whatever you want. They're the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's D sharp.
Is it D sharp?
Yeah.
So you want me to change the E to D sharp?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's a perfectly valid way of doing it.
Yeah, that works.
And I personally think that it's much easier to do the circle of fifths. You don't have to listen to me. You can do it the old way. But reflect on the fact that two errors were made and you still have two enharmonic spellings that are not correct.
Who cares about the spellings when you're playing music?
That's fine. You,
you can't hear the spelling.
All right, that's fine. Play it. Play it the way you're going to play it. But I prefer this. So we got F. So the easier, I think an easier way is, you got F minor, how many sharps or flats you got, or the circle of fifths side of the room here, how many flats are in it?
Four.
And you got F, and then you're just going to follow the letters and flat whatever is correct, or accordingly, right? So we got F to G, and then what would be next?
A flat.
Yeah, A flat. And then what's next?
B flat.
B flat, what's next?
C.
And what's next?
D flat.
D flat.
And then what's next?
D sharp.
E flat.
How do you know it's E flat and not D sharp?
Because we've already played.
Oh, you already used it, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So you could just remember bead, B E A D, and there's our four flats, and we just plug in the letters. Go ahead.
But is this an F minor?
F minor, yeah.
Why am I having a hard time seeing the F minor?
Oh, it's right here.
It's the inside. I'm sorry. Thank you.
So you can do it any way you like. You can think whole half. You can think enharmonic spellings and all that. But what happens if, all right, let's go further in our example. What happens if you saw this on paper? So I think you know how to do the minors, right? That was effective, and you're following this. So what happens if you saw this on paper? F minor. Dave said G sharp. And then he had a D sharp. And then he had, let's say, like a B flat. And I'll make that a minor just for... Alright, so if you saw this on paper, F minor, G sharp, D sharp, B flat. Play that chord progression, Dave, if you don't mind.
F minor.
Yeah, and what key is that in? Like, how would you solo on this, and how could you write a song to this?
It would be hard to figure out the Roman numerals.
Why?
Because the flats and the sharps are mixed.
Big time. Now let's rewrite it like this. F minor, A flat, E flat, and B flat minor. Now what key are we in, Heather?
We would be in... I'm not supposed to be cheating, but...
Go ahead and cheat. Use your circle, yeah, by all means.
What do you mean that it's an F minor?
So that F minor would be a 1, right?
Yeah.
And A flat would be a what?
That'd be 3.
Yeah. Everybody following this? Okay, what would be next?
Hold on, I just gotta think of what number in line it goes. Is that 5? No. Hold on. So F is 1, so hold on.
So actually, you don't need your table, you could just use the letters.
4, 5, 6, 7.
There you go, good. And then, last but not least, Dave, what would be the B-flat minor?
Not sure.
How would you... Do you guys know? And if so, how 4. Do you know? How do you know it's 4?
Just because it's after A and it's...
You just did the letters, right?
Yeah.
The letters. Yeah, good. And so now it's a lot easier to recognize the key, right? And so when someone gives you this a piece of sheet music that has chords like this, you know that person doesn't know their music theory. And you have to decode what they're talking about. And for the rest of the band, they may never tell the composer, I shouldn't say the leader, might not be the leader, that they're having to read into what they're writing. But when you hand the band something like this, you'll get much better results. They'll all know the key. They'll all know what to do a lot faster without much rehearsal. What did you say?
That's been my life. My bandmates laughing under their breath.
Oh, I see. And not just laughing,
they might
be nice, but it also makes it more work for them.
Yeah.
And now you know this, it makes it a lot easier. They can just, without even seeing the Roman numerals, they just know what it is. They know this is in the key of F minor / A flat.
Why do they know that? And they don't know it in the top one?
It's just harder because it's sharps and flats are mixed.
Because you can't define what's 1, 4, 5 as easily because it's just not linear so much. It's not as linear because you're going...
If you play that, those notes on the guitar, they're going to be exactly the same spots. And they're going to sound exactly the same.
Right. But when I asked you what key and how do you solo on it, you weren't able to give me an instant answer. And that's all I'm saying.
I still wouldn't have been able to on the second example.
Okay. After working with the circle of fifths, you will be able to. But actually, overall, this went really well. You guys grasped it very well. You don't have to learn the circle of fifths. I think it makes it easier. You know, come back in 10 years and let me know how you made out with it, or even 10 weeks, or even 10 minutes.
When you're buying a ticket to my concert.
There you go. But overall, very good. Very good. Let's jam out on some of this stuff. Let's jam out on this progression. And let's use